Hey, boss ladies. Today, I really do not feel very good. I feel pretty awful, to be honest. And for those of you who know me or who've maybe been listening to this podcast for a while, you might be able to tell just by my voice that I don't have the usual amounts of energy. The truth is that my blood pressure is crazy high. I went to the doctor yesterday and it's 150 over 100, which is seriously, dangerously, I'm close to stroke territory. And the doctor gave me a ton of drugs and I'm at home. And I've been going through a bit of a tough time over the last 24 hours, not just because I'm feeling physically absolutely awful, but also because I've been kind of beating myself up. You know, I've got all of this work to do and I've got all of these things happening. And quite frankly, I can't afford to either be feeling sick right now or to be taking time off or to just not be at my peak best levels. And this got me thinking about how I'm obviously not alone in this, right? Nothing that we ever go through is something that we go through alone. And I thought that I'd chat to all of you about this and just about two things that I've been reminding myself of over the last 24 hours. And that might actually help you as well, especially times when you're sick or you're emotionally exhausted and you're not at your best. So the two things that I want to talk to you about is firstly, the whole concept of progress over perfection. That's something that really comes from the tech community where guys who are working in agile teams, it's important to them to get some kind of working code on an app or whatever they're working on, and that it doesn't need to be perfect. That's what different iterations and what testing are for. And I think for us as women specifically, we tend to put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect. You know, just be perfect at work, have the perfect home, look perfect all the time, put together the perfect Thanksgiving dinner, the perfect Christmas lunch, all of this stuff. And quite frankly, sometimes we just don't have the physical or the emotional energy. And you know what? That's really okay. As long as you're doing something, as long as you're actually making some progress, it doesn't need to be perfect. You just need to actually be working towards something. And that's really what this podcast today is about. It's progress over perfection. The second thing that I want to remind you of is the fourth agreement out of Don Miguel Ruiz's book called The Four Agreements. It's really one of my favorite books of all times, and I honestly credit that book with changing my life. And if you know me, you'll know how often I speak about it. So the fourth agreement is what he refers to as always do your best. And basically what he says in the book is that we need to realize that our best will vary depending on where we are, at what stage in our lives, how we're feeling physically, emotionally, mentally, what information we have at our disposal. And basically what he's teaching in the book is that if you always do your best, given where you are and who you are at a specific time in your life, you'll be fine. There's no reason to look back on the experience or the situation in a day or a week or a year and go, oh my God, I should have done this or I should have done that. If you did your best at the time, given your physical health, given the information you had, given where you were in terms of your evolution as a person and your learnings intellectually and your emotional maturity, if you just do your best, you're actually fine. And that's all that you can ever ask for. So what I'd like to ask you today, as I'm sitting here and feeling pretty awful and trying to get through my day, is just be kinder to yourself. Stop beating yourself up and stop trying to be perfect. All you need to focus on is doing your best, no matter what that might be. And now my dogs are barking, so I will chat to you later.